It may be obvious that in order to understand 9/11, we must understand evil. We must look it square in its ugly face, accept the reality of it, and come up with truly helpful strategies to triumph over it. What is not so obvious is that by its very nature, evil is deceptive. And this results in us being deceived about who the evildoers actually are. As I make this case that due to deception, we have been clueless about who is actually evil, you will no doubt experience shock and resistance. But if you really care about doing something for America, if you really care about doing something towards a good life for yourself and your world, I urge you to carefully consider what my years of research have revealed. I'll first share with you, my husband Mark and I got sidelined from the mainstream of life due to a brain tumor and brain surgery that he suffered in 1997. Because of that, we both have been confined to home a great deal. And even though we have lived in poverty, we have been able to pursue a wealth of knowledge that other folks don't have time to do. So he and I both, he is now engineering this recording, he and I both welcome you to experience an enrichment of knowledge, hopefully a quantum leap in understanding. We welcome you to expand your awareness of the facts which evil has concealed from you. And even though you will indeed find it shocking and sad, countless times in this work over the years, my own tears have streamed and streamed. Nevertheless, I will help you arrive at a point where you feel relieved that you know and empowered that you can do something about it. Have you heard the expression, "Evil may be powerful, but it's not too bright"? I don't know who said that, but I agree with it. Not only do good people far, far outnumber the bad, once we know what's going on, it turns out we're much smarter than they are, and we can prevail.